You know, Michael, I read this story you and Hannah had authored about kind of what happened with DeSantis' campaign, and Nikki Haley even made a joke about it at the most recent debate where she was like, if you can't even run your own campaign, how can you expect to run this country?
Look, if you can't manage a campaign, it's been a revolving door of political people in and out of his campaign. You've heard of campaign people going to blows with each other because they can't all agree. $150 million, and he spent more on private planes than commercials. I flew commercial. I stayed in Residence Inns. We went and saved our money. We made sure we spent it.
What exactly happened on that front? Was this like a campaign mismanagement issue, Michael? And what exactly was she referring to? How did he mismanage that campaign?
Well, I think it's been one of the real decisive developments in the last 2 or 3 months, which is the collapse at the top of the DeSantis operation. It didn't really affect people on the ground working, you know, the phones or the doors in Iowa, but it was very destabilizing at the top. It had basically a second overhaul of the leadership. There was an overhaul in the summer on the campaign side, and then basically the whole leadership of Never Back Down, the super PAC that had been doing most of the work, left. It's an interesting story because it, I think, will go down in history as an enormous unforced error. Every campaign has, especially when things aren't going well, lots of personalities clashing, lots of fights. It's very rare that they sort of immolate so spectacularly and publicly as the DeSantis people did. And what's notable is that as soon as it happened, this started happening around Thanksgiving, the Nikki Haley super PAC shifted all their ads, and they're now dominating the airwaves in Iowa. They've been dominating the airwaves for, you know, more than a month, to ads about the campaign falling apart, which is a weird thing to be running on, but it made sense because at that point, and still to this day, the DeSantis message is, I'm a more competent Donald Trump. I actually get stuff done. I keep my promises. I care about you. I don't care about myself.
We've produced the results in Florida. We did universal school choice. We've cut taxes. We banned sanctuary cities. On and on down the line, everything I promised I would do, I've delivered, and you can expect nothing less when I'm the president of the United States.
We're going to move on now.